Since the presidential election, many Northwest cities and towns have adopted resolutions reaffirming that all people are welcome, regardless of race, religion, or sexual identity. Boise, Eugene, Seattle, Spokane, and Spokane Valley have. The Wenatchee City Council is scheduled to consider one Thursday, but not Richland. Correspondent Anna King has this story from Southeast Washington.
I just want to be cool. I just want to be all right.
In a new promotional video for the city of Richland, white people wakeboard on the Columbia River, white people hike Badger Mountain, and white people drink red wine. Make some noise, sing it with my voice, party all night long, feel it like it's gone. I live here, and if you're white, Richland can be pretty comfortable. But if you're brown or LGBTQ or something other than Christian, it can be uncomfortable, especially lately. M.K. Anand is a nuclear mechanical engineer here in Richland. Just recently, an East Indian couple he knows got a disturbing note wrapped in a diaper deposited in front of their Richland house, saying stuff like,
"Watch your back," and kill them. And everybody is really concerned that, you know, is something happening and are we really safe?
And students and teachers in the Richland School District have noticed an uptick since the presidential election of things like racial name-calling, laughing about the Holocaust, and even white boys telling an African-American girl, "We don't like black people." Incidents like these prompted a few residents to start talking to the Richland City Council. They want the city to adopt an inclusivity statement that commits Richland to protecting and serving its residents without discrimination. Ann Frazier is a middle school teacher in the Richland schools. She has been at all but one city council meeting since February. She's white and feels the need to stand up.
It's hard to see people of color stand up week after week and get talked down to, and women get talked down to.
On the 7-person council, 5 are men and 6 are white.
The City of Richland Police Department prides itself on trying to gather as much data as we can.
Richland's police chief presented his numbers at council. He says in the last several years, about 19 reported cases of racial bias, intimidation, malicious mischief, or hate crimes, including graffiti, have been documented by the city. Mayor Robert Thompson used those numbers to bolster his view that racism and intimidation aren't happening much here.
Communities, law enforcement perceive problems that really exist, as opposed to sometimes perceived problems. So I really implore people, if you have been transcended against, you need to go to the proper authorities to address that.
Frazier and Anand say police can't track all the racism or intimidation in Richland because many minorities are afraid to go to the police or afraid of losing their government jobs. After one recent council meeting, Jessica Monterey and Richland Councilman Philip Lemley ended up facing each other in the darkened parking lot. She's young and Latina. Lemley's white, retired, and grew up in Little Rock.
I just cannot believe this community of Richland discriminates openly against any of those people.
I really think that you're being willfully blind to an issue that is important to a lot of people who live in your community.
I have to do what is good for the majority of 54,000 residents, not 20, not the vocal minority of 20, you know. Now, I'm not saying you don't count.
Frazier and others say they know with Hanford and the National Lab, this is a federal company town. They're not asking the city for sanctuary status, but they plan to keep showing up to council until an inclusiveness statement makes the official agenda. I'm Anna King in Richland.